Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today. Before I continue on in a message I began yesterday, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are building up your church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We thank you, Lord, that you are so moving in the earth, so moving in your people, Lord, in the body of Christ, the universal church, if you will, Lord, that we're coming to that place of authority. We're coming to that place of understanding. We're growing in the knowledge and revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, you've been ministering and working to allow your spirit of wisdom and revelation to give us the hope, the knowledge, the courage that we need for this hour. Father, that we will understand how important and how valuable we are to you, what the exceeding riches of your glory in the inheritance of the saints. We're so grateful for that, Lord. And Father, we ask now that you would look upon every individual whose heart is reaching out to you, whose spirit is turned toward you in prayer, Lord, that you will minister to them in your graciousness, in your mercy, in your love. Father, you know what we need. Lord, there are many specific prayer requests we can leave at your altar, but also there are hidden needs that sometimes we don't even need to know how to verbalize. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would just minister to us, continue that work. He who began a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. And Lord, we give you praise for that. Thank you for the faith that you've given. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen and amen. On yesterday's broadcast, I shared some passages from the second chapter of Joel, which speaks about the outpouring of the Spirit in the last days. Afterwards, he would pour out his Spirit, the scriptures say, on all flesh. Our sons, our daughters would prophesy, and upon the servants and handmaids. Beloved, God in his mercy is going to allow one last great dragnet, if you will, to bring in the fish, the souls of men that have been lost and swimming against the current. God is going to bring them into the ark of safety, and he's going to use his people to do it. But as I shared again on yesterday's broadcast, that the history of mankind began in the pages of Genesis, the description of it, and that it ends with the book of Revelation, which goes on into eternity. That book of Revelation ends with the new heaven and the new earth, Jerusalem coming down as a bride prepared for her husband, a glorious, beautiful place where the Lord God Almighty will dwell with his saints. He will be our God, and we will be his people. But as we look at the world around us right now, we see nations and civilizations and people have just really come to the end of themselves. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, there have been marvelous advances in technology, in science, in medicine. In fact, it's staggering. The general public does not even have a full awareness of the advances that have been made and where science has been taking us. The scriptures truly do declare an increase of knowledge in the last days. But beloved, outside of the intervention of the Lord, outside of a man coming or a woman coming to the Lord and receiving repentance and being born again, regardless of how fantastic the technology, regardless how advanced the medical procedures, nothing can change the heart of man. There may be advances, there may be great technology, but nothing will truly change man's condition except the Lord. But in the natural, as things seem to grow increasingly worse, as I shared yesterday, my heart's, I've really been in meditating. I've been drawn to the book of Revelation and what the Lord tells us there. And for many, it's a very difficult to understand book. And as I've said to many, I said, I'm no prophecy scholar or Bible scholar, but I know the Lord and I love the Lord and I have his heart to see God's people released into the fullness of that abundant life and to the maturity of the manifested sons and daughters of God. And beloved, it is going to take a miraculous new revival worldwide in scope. And he talked about it in Joel, pouring out his spirit on all flesh, where everyone will have an opportunity. The power of God, I believe, will be so great that it will change the hearts of men. That's what we need. As I said, God is bringing us into the reality of what's happening, what will happen in the book of Revelation, and that there will be a separating of the sheep and goats. And beloved, we have to have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God in this earth as we never have seen before. And the only answer to the social and moral and economic and religious and spiritual and mental and material and physical and personal problems of all people, of all the nations of the world, is an outpouring of the Spirit of God upon all flesh. Of course, we know that not everyone will receive it. There are those who will harden their hearts and harden their necks, stiffen their necks. But for whomsoever will, the offer of salvation and deliverance is freely and lovingly extended. And beloved, what we need to see in the church, in the body of Christ, is a return, is a reawakening to the same kind of power that the early church had. Beloved, we have not been fully operating in that. Yes, there's been revivals here and there. There are those who have moved powerfully in preaching and in the gifts of the Spirit. But beloved, we need the entire body to be in that place where everyone, every member is fulfilling their divine calling. We need to have a greater and greater and more perfect manifestation and operation of the gifts of the Spirit, I believe. Because as we look at the book of Acts, do you remember the account of Ananias and Sapphira? Peter, through the gift of discernment, said, "Why have you conspired to lie to the Holy Ghost?" He knew by the Spirit of God what was in their hearts. And if you know the conclusion of the story, both Ananias and his wife Sapphira dropped dead, and they carried them out and buried them together, and fear fell upon the church, the fear of a holy God. Beloved, God is not mocked. What a man sows, he will reap. We need a return to holiness. We need a return to the fear of the Lord. And if we will do that, if we will turn from our wicked ways, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares, we will see an outpouring and anointing of God in our personal lives. The gifts of the Spirit, the witnessing of the testimonies, the delivery of the Word of God, that is not limited to the fivefold ministry. Fivefold ministry is to equip the saints. Beloved brother, sister, that's you. In your own metron, your own circle of influence, God has anointed you. In fact, I feel there are some folks right now, you've been really asking the Lord for the gifts of the Spirit. Some of you have moved in the gifts, but battles have come, life has happened, trials, and you're not moving with that anointing that you once knew. I want to stop and pray right now. In fact, I was at the local church we attend. I was talking to a gentleman and his wife. He said she used to move all the times in the, you know, all the time in the gift of tongues. And how often do we see the gift of tongues operating in our services today? And of course, with that, there must be an interpretation of tongues, as Paul declares. But that's just an example. God doesn't give his gifts and then take them away. They are given the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He doesn't change his mind. So those of you who have been asking for the gift of prophecy, for the gifts of the Spirit to be operative in your life, gifts of healing, right now, Father, we come to you, and Lord, I lift those who have been specifically asking you for that anointing to allow the gifts to begin to operate or to rekindle the fire, the anointing of those that have lain dormant, the gifts that have lain dormant in your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that we have this excellency in earthen vessels, that this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, Lord, of you and not of us. Lord, no flesh can glory in your presence. But Father, I pray now for an anointing, an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Brother, sister, right now receive the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord, charging every fiber and cell of your being from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that you shall be charged and changed and filled to overflowing by the Spirit of the living God. I praise you, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Beloved, the only answer to the wicked evil of this world, the only answer to the globalist conspiracy in the earth today is for God's people to come forth and to declare the righteousness of God as he pours out his Spirit upon all flesh. Beloved, we need to be an overcomer. That's what the word says. And I'll be sharing with you, perhaps on tomorrow's broadcast, about the promises to the overcomer that are delineated in the book of Revelation. We overcome, beloved. You can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Praise God. Well, my time is coming to a close. I must bring this broadcast to an end. I thank you for joining me. I love you, and I am so grateful. I have the best partners in the whole world, I believe. Some have been faithful for so many decades, but the Lord might be moving on some of you right now. You've just started to listen, and I believe the Lord just wants to do a work in your life. He wants to minister to you somehow. So if he is moving on you, I do invite you to write and obey that still small voice and allow him to input and impart in your life whatever he desires. Thank you so much for joining me. I love and appreciate you all, my radio family. Pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.